In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The day with Mary has as one of its purpose to promote the message of Fatima. And why is this important? Two popes have said, Pope John Paul II, Blessed John Paul II said, that the message of Fatima is more important now than it was in 1917. The message of Fatima is more important for the world now than it was in 1917. So John Paul II is reminding us, though Our Lady appeared in 1917, the message that she came to give to the world is imminent for our time. It's important for our time. As well as Pope Benedict has said, we would be mistaken to think that the prophetic message of Fatima has been fulfilled, that the prophetic message that Our Lady promised at Fatima has not yet been completed. And Our Lady promised a great triumph of Fatima, a triumph of her Immaculate Heart. When Our Lady appeared to the three children in Fatima, there were many things that she said to the children. One of the most important things that she said to the children was, Jesus wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. He wishes to have me acknowledged and loved. Jesus wishes the heart of his mother to be loved. Jesus wishes the heart of his mother to be acknowledged. Why is that? Our Lady's heart was obedient. Our Lady's heart was pure. Our Lady's heart was humble. Our Lady's heart was faithful. Not just for a moment or a day, but always. Her heart was on fire for love of God. She only wanted to please God, to do His will. Our Lady never committed a sin. And now let us compare our hearts to the heart of Mary. We go up and down in our fervor for God. We become sluggish and lazy in our spiritual life. We give in easily to impurity, or we complain to God. We don't have faith. We ask God, why is this happening in my life? We don't trust God. We sin. Jesus is teaching us to imitate the heart of his mother. He wants us to love him and to serve him as his mother did. And the key to remedy the sicknesses of our heart is the heart of Mary. We should ask Our Lady every day, Blessed Mother, grant me the grace to imitate your heart. Let me love Jesus and serve him as you served him. Let me imitate all the virtues of your Immaculate Heart. And we can see what a world we would be living in if everyone was striving to love God as Mary loves him. It would be paradise on earth. But that's very important to recognize about Fatima, is that Our Lady said, Jesus wishes to have me acknowledged and loved. He wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. It's important. Our Lady is telling us something very important. Jesus wants us to love and honor the heart of his mother, and it will be a remedy for the sicknesses and the imperfections of our heart. He wants us to love and acknowledge the heart of his mother so that she may fill us with her grace and her maternal help to change our hearts to be like her heart. And so it's important to know that when Our Lady appeared at Fatima, she did not come as her own. She did not appear at her own bidding. She was sent by God. She was sent by her son. Her son sent her on a mission, wanting the world to be awakened to the sins and the evils which were offending God. Our Lady said several times, "Do not offend the Lord anymore, for he is already much offended." Our Lady said, our Lord is much offended by sin. In another time, Our Lady said, "War is a punishment for sin." At that time, World War I was raging. And she says, if people do not amend their ways, a worse war will come out. And that's exactly what happened, World War II. Sin is a punishment. A war is a punishment for sin. And we see the godlessness of our world, the godlessness in rejecting the commandments, the teachings of Christ and his church, and our world is in truly dark times. The remedy is the remedy that Our Lady gave at Fatima. She said, "Tell the people to pray the rosary, for only Our Lady of the Rosary can end the war." She told Lucia that only she could obtain peace for the world through the rosary. And if we want peace in our time, if we want peace in our hearts, if we want peace in our home, if we want peace in our nation and our world, we need to pray the Holy Rosary to obtain that peace and to ask Our Lady to bring an end to the great conflict that is in our world. And who is that conflict? Who is the perpetrator of that conflict? Ultimately, it is Satan. It is Satan who is behind all the evil in our world. It is Satan who is behind the murder of children in their mother's wombs. It is Satan who is behind having couples use contraception in marriage. It is Satan who is behind gay relations and homosexual marriage. It is Satan who is behind leading children from purity to impurity at such innocent ages. It is Satan who is behind the destruction of marriage and family life, that marriage is instituted by God. All the evils in this world are the vomit of Satan, and we have to recognize that Satan is using people in governments, peoples in authority, peoples of power, and politics to promulgate his evil. But the Queen of Heaven is on our side. And that is why heaven is calling us to pray the rosary. To pray the rosary that Our Lady crush the head of the serpent once and for all and bring peace to this world. It's so important because so many souls are being lost. Our Lady showed the children a vision of hell. They were showed that on the feast of St. Anthony, June 13th. And the children saw the souls of the damned people suffering in hell, being tormented by demons. Can you imagine? We were afraid to talk to children about hell. Our Lady showed the children hell. The earth opened up and they saw hell and the demons and the fire and the torment of hell. And she told Lucia, "You have seen hell where the souls of poor sinners go. To save poor sinners, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." Again, this is the second time Our Lady said this. A remedy for saving people from going to hell is the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And what I think Our Lady is referring to in this is the five First Saturday devotions. the five Saturdays of going to confession, of first Saturdays of the month, going to confession, Holy Communion, praying the rosary, and meditating for 15 minutes on one of the mysteries of the rosary. Our Lady promised for those who do this, and this is approved by the Church, the grace is necessary for salvation, and that we would not die without the sacraments of the Church. And so, again, Our Lady said, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart, to save sinners. God wants this devotion, that the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary can save us from going to hell. It is such a powerful and important devotion to be renewed and promulgated, because it comes from heaven. God wants this devotion to his mother's heart to renew the world in love for his son, to renew us that we have a sense of the evil of sin. Catholics have become so complacent when it comes to sin. We don't think that there's any such thing as sin anymore. We don't think that there's anything that can make us go to hell. When someone dies, we're already celebrating that they're in heaven. And that's a grave danger. When our Lady first appeared to the three children, Lucia asked about two young children who had died. She asked Our Lady, were they in heaven? And Our Lady said, for the first one, yes, she is in heaven. But the second one, Lucia asked, is Amanda, who died recently, in heaven? Amanda was 14 years old. Our Lady said, she is in purgatory to the end of the world. A 14-year-old girl in purgatory to the end of the world, Our Lady said. We have to recognize sin has its consequences before God, that if we don't atone for our sins when we die, we'll atone for them in the afterlife in purgatory. But if they're mortal sins, we'll be damned to hell. And that's why it's so important for us to recognize that sin offends God, because we think that there's no such thing as sin anymore. It doesn't matter. Oh, everyone's doing it. Those times have changed. The world is doing it. It's paraded across the films and the television screens. It's in your face at all times. God doesn't change. Sin is sin. And if we live in mortal sin, we will die in mortal sin and we will be damned. Our Lady wants us to be close to her so that she can change our hearts, so that our hearts will be renewed in love for God, that our hearts will be turned back to God, and that we will stop offending God. Our Lady was asked by the children, Lucia said, there are some people here who are asking you for some favors. Our Lady said, some I will grant, some I will not. They must first amend their ways. Offend our Lord no longer, she said. And then Lucia said, Our Lady's face became very grave, because he's already much offended. If we don't have our prayers answered, one of the first things we must ask ourselves, am I still offending God? Am I living in sin? Have I tried to root out sin in my life? Have I gone to confession for sins of my past? Or am I still committing sins and not trying to stop the habit of sin? Our Lady said very clearly that if we're committing sins, our prayers will not be granted. And finally, you know, with this, Our Lady told Lucia, when Lucia was told she was going to be here by herself, she would take her two cousins to heaven first. Our Lady Lucia began to cry at the thought of being left alone with her two cousins gone. And Our Lady said, my daughter, you are suffering very much. She said, I will never forsake you. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the road that will lead you to God. Friends and family may abandon us. The world may turn against us, but not the Mother of God. Even the greatest sinner, if they turned to her, she would save them from going to hell. So powerful is her intercession before the Blessed Trinity. When Mary prays, she doesn't pray like you and I. She prays with authority, She is God's mother, and God doesn't say no to his mother. He never refuses her anything. Her son is God. Her son is the Savior of the world. And when she turns to him and asks for mercy for a sinner, our Lord grants his mother's request. So Our Lady will never abandon us. Even the greatest sinner can find hope in her. She is the refuge of sinners. And we should remember that because we're always praying the Hail Mary. Pray for me now and at the hour of my death, that we want Our Lady with us when we die, when that hour comes. Pray for me now and at the hour of my death. Our Lady will refuse no one. So tender, so merciful is her heart. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge. And how we need a refuge to protect us from the demonic influences all around us, that we don't become infected by these influences and become complacent in our Catholic faith and become adopting this mentality that so many Catholics have adopted. So many Catholics no longer think that contraception is a sin. They don't think that missing Mass on Sunday is a mortal sin. How do we remain faithful Catholics? How do we remain true Catholics in obedience to the Church and its teachings? The heart of Mary, that we turn to her heart to be our refuge, to give us that courage and strength to be faithful to her Son, that we don't allow ourselves to become complacent, that we remain faithful in following Jesus Christ, her Son. The heart of Mary is our refuge to protect us from the sin, from the mentality of this world, and that we should entrust ourselves, our children, and our families to the heart of Mary. And when we're tempted, to run to Mary's heart and find refuge there. And Our Lady said, my Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the road that will lead you to God. As St. Alphonsus Liguori said, a doctor of the Church, no one who is a child of Mary will go to hell. That's a doctor of the Church making a very profound statement. If you're a child of Mary, you will not go to hell. You will reach heaven. Our Lady will not let any of her children go and never abandon them. And so let us take courage by these words of that came from the lips of our Blessed Mother, that she will never forsake us. We need never to fear anything in this world, even death itself. Our Lady will give us courage and strength to endure whatever trial we go through. She is our refuge, and no matter what we experience in life, that she will strengthen us and help us to remain courageous and faithful in trusting her Son, and she will bring us safely to our homeland in heaven, our true homeland where we have been created for, to be forever with God, to love him, to adore him, and to praise him. God sent his mother from heaven to earth for this purpose, to change our hearts. When God looks at us, he wants to see the heart of Mary. He wants us to love him with the heart of Mary. Let us never separate ourselves from the heart of Mary, but let us unite ourselves fervently each moment of our lives to her heart and beg her for this great grace to love and serve Jesus with and through her Immaculate Heart. In this way, we can be sure that we will be most pleasing to God as we strive to love him and serve him with the heart which loved him and served him most perfectly, the heart of his mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.